This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, you know it was a
after the hour. Looks like Wednesday feels like Tuesday. You know how that works. The Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls. Kara is under the weather, under the pillow, under the mattress, under the covers, wherever you go to get rid of the stuff that you need to shake, rattle, and roll out of your system. Get more echinacea. Get more zinc. Get more vitamin C. Get your immune system up so you can be healthy, wealthy, and wise like me. And Victoria.
Well,
well,
stick with the like you part.
Say hi to the people listening in Bowling Green, Kentucky. WBGN News Radio 1340. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And to Todd Bush, who lives in Cleveland, Mississippi, is listening to Good Day. You can follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show. Lots of things going on there. Good news material for today. The update on that Fig restaurant date rape story, the fellow who's responsible, I guess that I weigh this as a good and bad sort of in-betwixt and between, in fact, Victoria, because the fact that he was found and the finger was pointed at him, these Good Samaritan friends that warned his date that her drink had been spiked. His name is Michael Sue, arrested after three women said they caught him spiking his date's drink at this restaurant in Santa Monica. He's being held on $1 million bail on a charge of drugging with intent to commit a felony. Authorities are still analyzing the drink to see what substance was poured into it. Now, think about it for a minute. I don't travel in those circles. I don't go to bars, never did go to bars. I don't get how it is that people think that it's a cool way to spend some time, but there are a lot of people who do, and a lot of these places do very well because they're good social, what do they call them, the watering holes. So in this circumstance, he's, and at 24, you kind of think, hey, good-looking guys. I don't know what he looks like. Do you see a picture of him, Victoria? I don't know whether he's a good-looking guy or not.
He's not riding the Hayne train, but he's not handsome. I mean, he's in the middle.
He's not riding the what?
The Hayne train. Like, he's not heinous.
Oh.
But he's...
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he's like an average-looking guy.
He's an average-looking guy. All right.
Yeah.
And is this woman...
But at 24, you would think you'd have a little more hope. You don't need to start drugging people.
Right, drugging people. Yeah, that's what I would have looked at.
And this is not... for people who don't know, I know you've been to this restaurant, Doug, but...
Yes.
This is not a dive bar where you walk in and you expect to have to monitor your drink. I mean, this is a really nice high-end restaurant. This couple was there on a date. I mean, this was, you know, this was certainly not a seedy place by any means.
And by the way,
they were on a date, or he walked up and he met her?
No.
They were on a date.
Friends for like a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Michael Sue.
Michael Sue.
S-U.
S-U.
You think he walked out to her instead?
My name is Sue. How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
He couldn't resist that.
I'm sorry.
Right? I guess so, yes.
Yeah. Now, wait.
Hello, Richie.
Hold on just a second. Victoria, do you know who sang
that song? Good morning, Richie. No, I've never heard that.
Never heard that song. Here we are once again. No, I'm not either. But you see, there's the cultural divide that we need to bring together. I think we do, because there's a lot of great culture that I'm embracing from Victoria's millennial generation. And so what I'm trying to do...
The great divide.
You, from time to time, Victoria's exposure to some of the culture from my generation. That was Johnny Cash. The song is called A Boy Named Sue. Richie, why don't you play a little bit more of it so she can get the sense
I love Johnny Cash. I don't know this.
She's got to know the song.
Well, there's all kinds of, I mean, you go back to the mid-50s. This was recorded at Folsom Prison.
Half night bust his head, I'll tell you. Life ain't easy for a boy named Slew.
In the prison.
Well, I grew up
cafeteria.
Quick, I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars. I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue! How do you do?
There you go.
That's great.
All right. So Michael Sue is in the slammer. As well, he ought to be. Here's where I go culturally with this. 24 years old, in Santa Monica. This, by the way, this place is about a mile from where my house is down in the canyon. And I'm thinking about all of the times you see people who are there. This is the Santa Monica presence, if you will, is very much a part of what is a company town. Los Angeles is a company town. Everything has something to do with the entertainment business. There's any enterprise. So there are a lot of younger people who are doing well, and it's not a surprise that younger people who are doing well would show up at a place like the Fig. This is a place where you will be lucky to get out of the door for less than $200 for two people.
So, well, in her case, she was lucky she got out the door.
Got the door, period. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. It's right. Crazy. But I think that one of the nice things about the update that we're talking about with this story is to be held on $1 million bail. That's the three women who rescued this girl and told her that her date had spiked her drink. They were interviewed yesterday on Good Morning America, and they were hoping for some outcome like this, because it would have been really tragic if this guy, they slapped him on the wrist and then he left. You know, but he's doing court today. He's supposed to see a judge.
Santa Monica, you don't get away with stuff like that in Santa Monica. You just don't. All right, in a moment, the Facebook comment champion of the day yesterday was the story of that woman who was prevented from boarding the second leg of her JetBlue flight based on her outfit. We had posted a picture of the outfit, and then some of the comments are quite worth sharing with you. So that's up next to your 14 after on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor events brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
All right, 17 after the hour. Good day. It's Wednesday, and Victoria and Richie and I now focused on some of the Facebook comments, Twitter comments yesterday about this woman who was tossed off of a JetBlue plane. I'm looking at a picture of her outfit. It looks like something you'd see. I'm not going to tell you that I've if I go too far with this. Meredith gets upset with me, but this is not something that I would expect to see the woman in my life wearing in public. Having said that, to each his own. The thing that I find more interesting about it isn't how she looked. We posted that at Twitter, but the inconsistency of JetBlue, and that's really what the story is here. So Robert writes, I don't see why, if there was a problem, it ought to be. It should have been addressed at the start. Why does JetBlue have a policy that prohibits these sort of this sort of attire? Without knowing their policy, I cannot give an informed answer, but I can say they set precedent by letting her start the trip. I bet Caitlyn Jenner would have been permitted on.
What does that even mean?
Of course it means somebody doesn't approve of that lifestyle. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Alyssa writes, I would worry if she sat down next to me. Looks like bathing suit bottoms. Looks more like something else to me. K.A. Reinbolt writes, I don't think this is an appropriate question. Why would you attempt to board any form of commercial transportation dressed like that? Something is seriously wrong with this person. Nicole writes, absolutely, she was flying or going to the beach. Oh, no, was she flying or going to the beach? Maybe both of those. Gordon writes, tacky, but she's covered, I guess. William writes, looks like panties. She's not nude. Kara writes, no, I don't like the way she looks. Richard says, and no, she is covered okay. And then there's
it
Mike.
It seems to be divided half and half almost.
Yeah, it does.
It's Janine just wrote recently, the world is too politically correct anymore. There's an issue over everything. My answer is
right.
No, she should
everybody,
not have been kicked off the flight.
Richie will tell you, everybody's got a beef. About something.
Everybody's
got a problem. I'm offended by this. I'm offended by that. Come on.
I mean, I think the outfit is really tacky.
It is.
It's not offensive.
It's tacky.
It's offensive
enough,
to fashion.
Right, yeah.
Right.
It's a fashion offense, but, that's it. She just looks stupid.
Right. So, but if you want to, since when is that a crime?
Right, exactly.
You know, I just, anyway. Also, tweeting on the Food for the Poor, donation of $75 to @foodforthepoor can save a child's life. You might want to check that out and follow it. Hello to Elizabeth, listening to the Good Day program, 21 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Feed monitor.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Katy Perry in the news today. Singer Katy Perry's Twitter account. He's going to do Katy Perry's Twitter account. Got hacked yesterday, and the hacker took the opportunity to reach out to her rival Taylor Swift to mend fences. The tweet said, "Miss you, baby, at Taylor Swift 13, was sent out and became the first clue to her fans that she'd been hacked, since they knew a tweet to Taylor Swift would never be sent by Katy after their bad blood feud.
Bad, you know it used to be mad love.
All right. Look what you love. Not clear to me what this is all about, Victoria. What's the fight between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift about?
The quick backstory on that, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift were going on tour. They were starting tours at the same time, a little over a
not
year and
together.
A half ago.
Just
not together. They just happened to both be starting huge arena tours.
Yeah.
Katy Perry was sort of a fake friend to Taylor Swift all along, and then she went and tried to hire all of Taylor Swift's management team, the dancers, the backup singers, everybody. She tried to hire all of them out from under Taylor Swift to go on her tour, and then that's when Taylor Swift found out, oh, this person's not really my friend after all. So then she wrote this song, Bad Blood. It's sort of
successful?
A revenge song.
Did she hire her whole staff?
No. I think
part of it?
I think there were a few defectors. That's what the rumor was. A few people went to the Katy Perry side because they got more money, I guess.
Oh, what a low blow
that would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right,
so that started the whole feud. And Taylor Swift is known for writing revenge songs that sound a lot like the original artist, which is kind of part of the genius. Her song, Bad Blood, could have been a Katy Perry song. That's how good it is.
So help us out here. I always thought Taylor was a nice person, and I always thought Taylor Swift was a nice person.
Katy Perry is obnoxious.
Okay,
and that's
right.
Just my opinion. I've never met her, but I think she's obnoxious.
And is Taylor Swift as nice a person, as nice a girl as she seems to be?
In my experience with her, yes.
Define that, please.
I've interviewed her several times. She's awesome. She's super cool. She's super sweet. She doesn't have an entourage. She's professional. She's amazing. Jennifer has said the same thing. She's had, I think, interactions with Taylor Swift.
I've seen her walking around.
She's great.
She walks around in Santa Monica. I saw her going in and out of a couple of clothing stores one day when I just happened to be in traffic. And then I parked and I went into a store and she's just walking around with, and it wasn't, it was clear. I mean, I recognized her. So if I recognized her, her fans must have recognized her, but nobody paid any attention really to her. And that's, that really ought to be the life, unless you're a Kardashian. Most of these people want to be left alone. They appreciate the fact that you're in, and the reasonable people will be, well, thank you, it's nice to see you, and can I sign your autograph? Yep, and a little tip picture, and then, you know, you're on your way.
A lot of celebrities like New York City for that exact reason.
Yeah,
no one in New York
no
cares.
Attention. Yeah, nobody pays attention, and much more so in New York, people don't pay attention at all. All right, so Katy Perry is a boomer. A boomer. Boo! and Taylor is not. So Katy hasn't commented on the hack, though, right? To this point.
No, not yet.
All right.
She probably just let it go. Yeah.
All right, do we have, we had Katy Perry music. Richie, do we have any Taylor Swift movie?
We did. I played the Bad Blood song.
That was
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Pretending to be Katy Perry.
Really?
While at the same time giving her a dig, Doug.
Yes.
All the drama here.
I was watching the Motown reunion last night on PBS, and I was thinking, as you were going through Katy Perry, what people thought of Diana Ross in that era.
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't like Diana Ross.
One of the original divas.
Good reason. Oh, man, she was horrible to those other two members of the Supremes.
Mm-hmm.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hating others only hurts yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Look, I get it that some people have hurt you really badly. I get it that you profoundly disagree with others who live or think differently than you. But something you and me and everyone has to get away from is the feeling of hate. Hatred is a dangerous feeling because the more you hate someone or something, the more that person or thing occupies your mind. Hatred doesn't help situations, but it can certainly make you feel worse. Not only can hatred make you feel worse, but repeating the type of negative thoughts that come along with such a strong negative emotion produces physical problems too. Let go of hate. Let go of it before what you don't like begins to consume more of your mind than what you do like. For a pathway to peace, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true. For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Day. It's the 34 minutes after the hour with Victoria Keelan and Richard McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen with a recipe for success. Drive Change, nonprofit hiring formerly incarcerated young people to operate a New York City-based food truck. Jordan Lexton, former teacher who was working with teenagers at Rikers Island in New York, made famous by Law and Order. Lexton witnessed a system that didn't help the people who were incarcerated there. So he started Drive Change and their award-winning food truck called Snow Day gives fresh starts to former convicts, young people who are in jail. A felony conviction is like the ultimate black eye. No matter how many years pass, it's always on your record. And there are some people who say, well, if you do the crime, you got to do the time. Okay, but then have you paid your debt to society? For me, it depends on what the crime is. And I don't mean simple versus complex. I mean personal crime versus crime that is monetary and doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't hurt physically somebody. Crime is crime, and stealing something from someone is criminal. But if you steal something that belongs to someone else that's there, that's part of them, like this business from the Fig restaurant, where this guy was going to steal something that was so personal. It just, that cries out for justice. And the justice is meted out in many different ways. I think sometimes people make mistakes, bad judgments, whatever it is, and you give them a second chance. Again, depending on what it is. So this Operation Drive Change offers a year-long paid fellowship to people who are 17 to 25. They get $9 an hour as they train. They move on to $11 an hour as they take on more responsibility. They get their food handling license, which is very handy to have. They call it ServSafe. Do they have that here in Massachusetts? I don't know if they have it in New York, Victoria.
I don't know it by that name, but I know that there are safety food handling licenses everywhere. Yeah,
right. You wouldn't know about it unless you were in the food industry. The average person is going to look on the wall and say, I wonder if they're certified by ServSafe. Yeah, it's just right. Training, as you suggested. Some of it common sense, some of it dictated by government, some of it worthwhile. Anyway, they attend professional courses for social media, marketing, money management, small business development. And then they work for 4 months at another job, like a restaurant or something like that, as they continue their courses. So this is good.
Hearing about a program here in the suburbs of Maryland, outside of Washington, D.C., in Prince George's County, where they call it the Back on Track program, and where they take troubled teens in the inner city, and instead of when they're found guilty of a crime, like this 21-year-old kid, Richard Ellington, who pleaded guilty for marijuana possession after he'd been found guilty of armed robbery and blah, 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 since he was 12 years old. His sentence is to go to community college or to take a course that helps him learn a trade or a skill like plumbing, electricity.
I love that.
Electricity.
That's so great.
And what they're finding is it costs us $5,000 to send a kid to the community college.
And
versus 47,000 to send it to jail. To the detention center.
That's the way it should be. I love that. That's fabulous.
Like, he's like this young kid who's just had this bad life, and he's like, you know what? I got a chance here. I thought my life was over when I got arrested again, but now I think I have a chance. So hopefully you can turn a kid around.
It's interesting. I was just going to say really quick, Jordan Lexton, who founded Drive Change and the food truck, when he was teaching English at Rikers Island, he said that the only time he saw these young kids, he was only teaching 16 to 18-year-olds, and he said the only time that he saw true happiness was when they had to do the cooking in the kitchen, and he was able to teach them certain things and skills, and then that gave him the idea for this, and he said that they're happy and they love being effective members of society
because they realize they have
true
value.
Rehabilitation. Exactly.
Which is what rehab is supposed to be all about. If people go down a wrong street, you're going to spend the money instead of just putting them in a cell and leaving them there to rot, or worse, become worse criminals when they get out,
or just stay the same, which is just as bad.
Right. Well, if we're going to spend the money, we might as well spend it for something that's really rehabitual as opposed to habitual. All right, so that's a good story. Now, let me turn my attention to somebody and something that I would not normally talk about because I don't much care about what other people have on their radio programs, but every once in a while, because there is something that goes on other radio programs that has some value conversationally, I would pay attention to it, the same as I would pay attention to somebody who was on a television show or somebody who's performing in person. So... the reason that I'm bringing this up now is because I object to what was done. I don't really even understand. Well, I guess I do understand because we live in such a politically correct world as we were. I mean, there isn't a half hour that goes by on this program you can't find something that somebody said that's going to be offensive, and somebody gets riled up about it. So the latest example of this was Glenn Beck yesterday. Had an author on named Brad Thor, who doesn't like Donald Trump. So under the circumstances, they discussed what this guy Thor didn't like about Donald Trump, and they got off into a hypothetical, and this is what riled up the folks at SiriusXM. Mr. Thor's comment that President Trump might not be removable with an implication that violence might be appropriate was what got him into trouble. So, because this guy was on Beck's program and he said the way to get rid of Trump wouldn't be through impeachment, making a clear implication that there would be another way in his mind to get rid of him, I find that it's a conversation. I mean, that person could have been on this show and said the same thing. Does that mean you're going to take me off the air because somebody who was on my program said something like that? I find this to be outrageous, frankly, and flies in the face, which we are seeing every day, incursions on, instead of, we don't have free speech, we have politically correct speech. Do I think that that's something that I would condone? No. And I know enough about Beck. I mean, I've only met him, you know, three or four times, seen him at a few conventions. Nice guy. I listen to him sometimes. I like what he has to say. Sometimes I think he's a waste of time. People can say that about this program or anybody who's on the air. But to take the guy off the air because somebody who was a guest on his program suggested that it might be a good way to get rid of Trump, not to, it just... I find it...
Does the story say how Beck reacted to his statement?
Say it again, Richie.
Does the story describe how Beck reacted to his statement?
Oh, yeah, we ought to take him out. Or, well, I don't know about that, you know.
It doesn't, interestingly enough. And apparently, Beck is on vacation for the rest of the week. But there are people who listen to him on the radio that weren't upset about this.
No one else removed him, right, from any other stations? Right. It's just satellite?
No. Yeah, it's just satellite. They're very thin-skinned. I mean, when you listen to some of this stuff, Howard Stern's on SiriusXM, so every day he says something that's a lot worse than that.
There would be nothing that would ever make them remove Howard, ever.
Well, because it's too much money.
This to me, sounds like that they either don't want to pay Glenn Beck anymore, or somebody there has a thing against him, and they're just using this as an opportunity to remove him.
They're not paying him. Beck has had a quickly rising star, and he plateaued for a while, and now the star is not as bright. So there are people who are looking. I would say this off the air, on the air. A couple of the people that are now on Radio America, there are three, really, or four good programs that are on Radio America. This one, the Business All Stars. What do they call them? Not
Business Rock Stars.
Business Rock Stars. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Dana Lash and Greg
Chad.
Chad, that's it. Chad Benson. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's an opportunity for either of those two, probably, at this. This is a conservative channel that they have at Sirius. But why I bring it up is because it so speaks to this, don't say things that I don't agree with or I'm going to go get you feeling in our country. This country was founded on people saying stupid things, saying irrational things, saying things that are scary, saying things that may not be true, but saying things that this program is about opinions. It's about here's the fact, here's our opinion. That's what it's based on. And that's why we have so many different voices here, because I want a lot of different opinions. I want you to hear a lot of different opinions, because there's bound to be, with all the people's voices who are here, someone who has an opinion that you agree with. You can't change the facts. This guy said something that may have been over the top, may have been inappropriate. It's not Glenn Beck's fault that he said it. He just said it. And so to take a shot like this, I just, I don't know. As you can tell, it bothers me. Maybe Beck didn't reply properly. Maybe he should have said something that more discounted what the guy has said. I don't know. Okay, enough of that. Super Beats. Let's talk about what's good for you. Listen up, please, folks, ladies, gentlemen. You've heard me talking about super Beats for well over a year. The ingredients it has that boost your nitric oxide levels. Richie takes the capsule, the Neo 40, every day. We get you on that yet, Victoria? So when you start in the morning, you take one of those Neo 40 capsules and it puts instant charge into your system.
I don't have Neo 40. I have the regular Super Beats, which I take every morning, and I love it.
All right, so we're going to have to get you into the Neo 40 camp as well. Two products that are the same, in essence. The Neo 40 capsule is the same as the Beats, a teaspoon of the Beats, but it's been encapsulated, so you put it in your tongue. It dissolves instantly, immediately is absorbed into your system, and gets that cardiovascular system of yours opened up so the blood is going to your brain, to your muscles, all over your body, and getting you tuned up, getting you ready. Let's go! And other, your body's going to say to you, let's go! So, let's go. Benefits are all over the place. Super Beats. You will feel better. I recommend it because I take it. Richie takes it every day. Victoria is taking it every day. You take it every day. Get yourself on the Super Beats bandwagon. It is, just as described, it's a Super Beat, non-GMO beet that has been grown specifically for this purpose. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, put it in a canister, take a teaspoon, put it in a glass, a 4-ounce glass of water, take it every day. I have found this thing to give me energy galore, and that's what I like. So, call 800-655-4183 for your Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Call now, and with your first order of Super Beats, they'll send you a 30-day supply free. So you get three months you pay for, another one. So it's like paying for three and getting four. That's how it works. You'll feel the results. You'll love the results. Get your blood pressure down if it's too high. Get your body healthy. Get everything functioning the way it's supposed to with Super Beats. 800-655-4183 is the line to order. Or you can order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and we caught up with L'Oreal Paris consulting dermatologist Dr. Gervais Gerstner.
Melanoma has become a public health crisis in the United States. It is the deadliest form of skin cancer and one of the most common cancers in women under 40.
How to protect yourself?
Wearing SPF every day is the single most important thing you can do to help prevent melanoma and keep your skin healthy, beautiful at every age. I personally love the L'Oreal Paris Revitalift Bright Reveal with SPF 30. It's protecting, brightening, and correcting. Another thing one can do is apply the sunscreen on the tops of the ears and tops of the hands, because those are areas that we oftentimes burn.
And if you like getting a little bit of color,
L'Oreal just launched the Bleem Bronze Summer Express Body Lotion and Face Cream. They are full coverage, temporary tinted creams that give you an awesome bronzy look. And the face lotion also has SPF 20 in it.
Visit itsthatworthit.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the Good Day program. The iPhone. News about a new iPhone that will intrigue Richie and other Mac users, Victoria as well. That information is next here in Tech Talk time on Good Day.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars. Premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart. Even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Okay, I guess I'm immune to this sort of thing because I don't have an iPhone. I do have an iPad, but this is not an Apple household. Meredith has an iPad. She has a Mac laptop. She has an iPhone. She has an iWatch or whatever those things are. And so she's more connected. So I see the sort of things that are good and maybe not so good. But the general picture, the big picture here for the iPhone and Apple, it seems that when there's a hiccup someplace, the next thing they do is announce the next phone. And so are they making a new model? Are they just updating the whole month schedule that they release? Yeah, but how much can you keep doing this?
Well,
and
this
have credibility or a necessity, frankly, need.
Well, I do agree with you. I have always felt that Apple rushes products to the market and then fixes them later. So I have always felt that, you know, about 6 months in, for whatever device you buy, you need some sort of a software update to fix bugs. And that's just sort of their model, I guess. And Apple users are enough into their products that we don't really care. We just put up with it and we're used to it.
No.
What?
That's how technology works, is you have a product that is capable of being updated as the product is being used. So
non-Apple users are always complaining about that.
Right, and then 6 months later they go, oh, you know what? We can do this even better. Let's send an update so that people can get an improved product. Now, of course, you get your people that'll go, well, it's the product never worked properly and they had to put the updates out. So it depends on what side of the fence you're on, I guess.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're an Apple user, it doesn't bother you to do an update. So, but a lot of other non-Apple users complain about that.
What's going to be
now
better?
The new phone that's coming out this fall, we don't know if it's going to be called an iPhone 7 yet. It looks like it might not be because they have extended their cycle. Currently, it's a 2-year cycle between every new model. Now they're extending it to 3 years, which is great for the consumer because your phone is going to have to last longer.
All right, let me ask you something.
This fall, a lot of people don't need an upgrade yet.
Let me ask you, both of you, because you have an iPhone. What model is it that you have, Victoria?
I have a 6. I have a 6.
Right. Richie, you have a 6?
I have a 6 Plus, which is just the same as hers, but a little bigger.
All right.
The bigger one,
so,
yeah.
So what difference is there in the 6 from the 5, from the 4, from the 3?
A lot of difference in the 5 and the 6.
There is.
Yeah.
Specifically
that was a total remake.
The camera.
The camera's
well,
better.
Well, and the size, the shape,
yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah,
the whole phone looks like a different phone.
Right. It's a whole different phone.
Really? They all look the same to me. All right. So what else? Go ahead.
Well, some of the stuff that's leaking that's exciting for Apple and iPhone users is that the new reboot, which will be the iPhone 7 or whatever they decide to call it, that's going to have an improved camera. It's going to be water resistant, larger battery. There's no more headphone jack. Everything will be wireless on your headphones. And it's going to have a glass case instead of an aluminum case because it'll be the first model that will be wirelessly charged. So instead of plugging it in, you'll place it on some sort of a charging unit.
Yeah.
Or charging dock, and we don't know what that will look like yet, but they've switched the casing to glass because that's a better conductor for charging. So there are a lot of interesting changes, a major software update. It'll be biometric recognition, so it's not just your fingerprint anymore. It'll be either iris or facial recognition. So it's going to be really cool, and also more storage in the base model.
You're ready
jumping
for one,
from
Doug?
16 to 32.
Come on, we can go to the mall together, and you can hang out in line with me.
Oh, that'd be good, Richie.
I think Doug's ready for an iPhone. He's
Come
ready.
On,
He's
man.
Ready.
Let's go wait
I can feel it.
Night.
I go to the mall, the Third Street Promenade with Meredith. That's enough, thanks. See you later.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.